Hello, and my name is Pete Rushmer, and I'm your host today of A Half Dozen Things podcast. A Half Dozen Things is a podcast for business owners just like you. Whether you're an underdog hungry for success, or you're already smashing it, but want to continue to level up, we are here each week for you to get insight and learning from the very best in the business. No fluff, no BS, and no self-proclaimed gurus talking about how easy business or life is.
Hello and welcome to this Half Dozen Things podcast. I'm here for part two of key areas to increase workplace motivation. So last time out, I shared six key areas, and this session I'm sharing a second lot of six areas. Excuse me. And this is according to ChatGPT, okay, which is my new favorite tool for being able to develop great content for you guys to listen to and help you reflect on what's going to be really important in driving your organization and your leadership to the next level. So the first session, just a bit of a recap, we talked about setting clear goals and expectations, providing regular feedback, promoting a positive work environment, encouraging skill development, recognizing and rewarding people, and fostering a sense of purpose. Those were the first six that I talked through in the previous episode. If you're just coming to this one now, please do go back and check that one out. And today I'm going to be sharing six more with you. Okay, so the reason that workplace motivation is so important is motivation leads to people's energy. Okay, and when people bring their best energy, they perform at their best and they do their best work. So that's an absolutely vital part of achieving fantastic overall performance in your organization. So what have I got for you today? Well, the first one is around promoting autonomy. And this is about empowering your team members to be able to have control over the way they work, control over some of the decisions they make, and help them take some ownership of projects and overall decisions. This is good leadership practice, and it helps motivate people. Some people are absolutely motivated by creating new processes, creating new projects, creating solutions, those kinds of things. So if you give them the opportunity to be creative, they're going to absolutely thrive on it. And people love to make their own decisions. One of the best things you can do is go, I don't know, do you have the answer? And asking other people what they think, because they're able to then get involved. They're able to help support and make sure that they have some level of contribution. And when people contribute themselves, they buy into that answer so much more, and they buy into that solution as well. So absolutely, absolutely vital part of involving people into their motivation. The next one is cultivating a supportive team culture. So teamwork is really, really important for many people in the workplace, and teamwork and collaboration, making sure that people have good working relationships with their colleagues. Obviously, there's often differences in a team environment, and there can be challenges and issues that come up with that. But making sure that we promote a supportive teamwork environment where people work together positively, and making sure any conflicts, we just deal with those. We deal with them rapidly. We don't let them fester. We don't try and sweep them under the carpet. We just tackle them. And, you know, sometimes we need to recognize that conflicts occur, but skillful leaders will be able to tackle and deal with those conflicts to create a positive resolution and therefore continue to create a supportive team culture. Making sure that we foster a supportive work environment where we help each other, where colleagues help support each other, and where they've got the ability to help, they can help support. Maybe they've got the skill set, or maybe they've got some additional capacity and they can come forward and help their colleagues. Okay, so that is the next area. The third one is around providing opportunities for advancement. Now, some people are very focused about advancing and growing their careers, and some people less so. Okay, so this is less important for some, but more important for others. And you'll know who those people are. Having clear pathways for career progression within an organization is really, really important, because many people are motivated by that personal growth and that opportunity to grow, develop. It's not just about wanting to earn more money, but some people want to take on more responsibility. They want to learn new stuff. They want to understand how things work, and they want to be able to set and achieve career goals and feel like they're making progress. Okay, so making sure we have a good, solid succession plan and we communicate that effectively with our colleagues and making sure we're giving people lots of opportunities to step up into roles. Maybe it's holiday cover, maybe it's sick cover, maybe it's maternity or paternity leave, those kinds of things. And we start to proactively look at those opportunities to raise people up to the next level and give them an opportunity. We don't necessarily need to make it a permanent fixture. We can just make it temporary. Let's try someone out in that role. Let's see how they get on. They might find it's not for them, but actually it can be really motivational to have that opportunity to be able to try something different, to be able to stretch our skill set, to be able to do that in a safe work environment. So really, really important.
Hi, it's Pete from Flagship Partners. We're proud to sponsor a Half Dozen Things podcast. Flagship Partners help their clients become safer, greener, and greater through a range of consultancy and training services. We offer audits through to risk assessments, contracts through to support with managing your culture, all the way from mandatory training through to management training as well. So if you need any support, please do get in touch with Flagship Partners today.
The next area, the fourth one, is around flexible work arrangements. So I know this isn't possible for everyone, but wherever possible, let's be flexible if we can around remote work if it needs to, although I'm not a big advocate for working remotely. I do think it's really important to have a collaborative environment where people are physically together. I think that's a really important thing, and that people need to be physically in each other's company for more periods of time than it has been previously. But I think flexibility is important, being able to accommodate individual needs around a healthy work-life balance, helping people be supportive at home. I'm not a big fan of really super long working days. I think that it's important to help nurture those relationships with people. And definitely where people are working in excess of like 50, 60 hours a week, I think we do need to be looking at that. Certainly all of my team are contracted to 40 hours a week. We pay overtime where we need to. I don't think that it's fair to expect people to give up their spare time for their role. I think it's important that we pay people in consideration with the work that they put in and the time that they spend in the workplace. So being flexible, making sure we can accommodate stuff, making sure we make sure people take their holiday is really, really important as well, because some people feel like they can't take their holiday. And I think it's really important that we have a policy where we don't contact people when they're on holiday as well, so they're able to switch off. And that really leads me on to the next point, which is a fifth one around promoting health and well-being. And that's understanding that actually, if our team members aren't healthy and they've not got well-being, then they're not going to be able to work. They're not going to be able to bring their best work. So we need to start to prioritize health and well-being in our workplace. And what that means is implementing wellness programs, encouraging physical and mental health, and people taking in care and nurturing that, making sure we encourage regular breaks, enabling people to recharge, making sure they have sufficient time between their shifts to be able to fully recuperate, making sure they get proper weekend rest where necessary, and making sure that holidays are taken. I know there's lots of companies where they remunerate holiday rather than allowing people to take it, or people don't choose to take it and they remunerate it instead. And I really think that's a practice that we need to look at. Yes, it does make things profitable. It does make the workplace more productive, but it's at the expense of people's health and well-being. So I would really encourage you to think about how you can do that moving forward. How can you start to make sure that we're nurturing that stuff and making sure that we're enabling people to be the best and most healthy version of themselves as possible? And the final sixth nugget for you around increasing workplace motivation is to lead by example, making sure that you've got a clearly defined set of organizational values. And values are essentially a set of morals. They're a set of guiding principles around how you're going to do business and the ethics of the way you work, making sure you demonstrate that work ethic as a leader, and making sure you're committed to the organization's values, making sure you're walking the talk. It's something I talk about with my leaders in my business, around making sure we walk the talk, making sure that we are leading by example, making sure we model the positive attitude and the growth mindset that we expect from our team members to help develop them. And if we model that and implement those, then that's going to make sure that we create a really powerful workplace. So just to recap on those six for this time around: promote autonomy, empower your people to be able to make decisions, to empower them to go about doing their own thing, and being creative and create projects, cultivate a supportive team culture, That's absolutely vital, making sure we've got a great team around us. It's really motivational, particularly for some individuals. Providing good opportunities for growth and advancement. It might be holiday cover, temp work, temp opportunities to move into different roles, help support people to develop upwards where they want to, making sure that we have flexibility in the way we work where we can. Obviously, it's not applicable for all workplaces, but let's be as flexible as we possibly can, making sure we allow people appropriate time for doctor's appointments and all of those kinds of things. And making sure that we don't make people feel guilty for that as well. Really, really important. Making sure that we promote health and well-being. It's an absolute underpinning requirement for people to be healthy and feel well at work. And finally, walk the talk, guys. Lead by example. Make sure that you are demonstrating and living the values of your organization, making sure you align with those ethics and principles that you set for your business. If you need help with any of these things, then I am able to help. One of the things that Flagship Partners do is offer, and that I do, is offer motivational maps so we can help to understand how your team are most motivated and how we can tailor your approach to the individual and help lead them in an effective way to make sure they're bringing their best energy and their best performance at work. If that's of interest to you, please do drop me a line. Otherwise, I hope you've enjoyed it and I'll see you on the next one.
I really hope you loved today's episode. And if you did, please make sure you subscribe and listen out for future episodes too. Please do share it across your social media channels. We hope to reach more and help more people. If you want to find out more about me, my name's Pete Rushmer. You'll find me across any social media channel and my business, Flagship Partners, and we're your partners in success across your business. Thank you. See you again soon.